The Gwaltney Group.
The following is a sponsored program paid for by Robin Gwaltney. Gwaltney Group. RE/MAX Results. Welcome to Rochester Real Estate, featuring Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results and Andy Brownell. Here's Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk, 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Good morning. Welcome to Labor Day weekend. The summer is almost gone, Robin. I'm with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group RE/MAX Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Good morning, Robin.
Hey, how are you?
I am doing pretty good.
Me too.
Enjoying the beautiful weather while it lasts.
Yep. And I'm hoping, you know, it's the holiday weekend, right? So maybe going to have a little time off, and I'm hoping to get my garage cleaned. We'll see if it happens. Usually that's when I think I'm not busy, then all of a sudden, you know, things pop up. But who knows?
And you're such a typical Minnesotan.
Oh, I know.
Oh, I've got some time off, so I'm going to go do some chores.
Yeah. Well, I mean, otherwise, when does that stuff get done?
I know. We've got a list of things for the weekend as well.
People say, are you going to the state fair? I'm like, nope. I would honestly rather clean my garage.
Yeah. Well, I'm not going to argue with I told another person earlier in the week that 200,000 people in the same place and myself.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
I'm with you. No, thanks.
Well, all it's right. been another busy week, it sounds like, for you.
Oh my gosh, so busy. It's just so good. We feel so blessed. The market is good. I'm telling you, we are putting new houses on the market every day. We are out with buyers every day. I mean, I can give you just some overall statistics. I can tell you that Gwaltney Group is rocking it. All right. You might ask some agents and they're not as busy, and I'm sad for them, but we are definitely rocking it. So if we look at things like demand versus inventory right now, you know, Rochester has generally experienced strong demand, right, due to the regional healthcare hub and all of the stuff that we have going on here. But our inventory, as we all know, has been pretty tight over the past couple of years, and it definitely leads for more competition. So when people say, are you still seeing multiple offer situations? The answer is yes. If houses come on the market and they're well-maintained houses and they show well and they're priced right, it's competitive. I mean, it is definitely competitive. I wrote an offer a couple days ago and used an escalation clause, willing to go $10,000 over the asking price.
Oh, goodness.
So, I mean, okay. Yeah, I mean, it's still out there. Anyway, the median home price has hovered for the last year between $300,000 and $325,000. It's up just a little bit. I think the last market report I did, it was $340,000. So $340,000, $345,000. So right in there. Still seems like a lot, you know, for the median home price, but not as bad as some markets.
A starter home nowadays, right?
It's a starter home. It sure is. I mean, that's where most of the houses that we're selling, you know, each month, when I look at the percentages and the numbers, most of them are indeed between $300 and $450,000. So, and those are sadly first time homes. Yeah. The price appreciation has been pretty consistent. You know, as you know, I typically would say on the conservative side, 3 to 5%, on a little more aggressive side, 5 to 7%, depends on what price point and which neighborhood. But it's houses continue to go up. So if you're hearing house prices are dropping, that is not pertaining to our market, okay?
Right.
I have not seen one single house price decrease in the Now, that doesn't mean there hasn't been price reductions, but again, that's only because they started to buy, okay? The average 30-year fixed mortgage has been hovering between 6.5 and 7%. I will tell you that just yesterday, I locked someone in at 6.25 on a 30-year fixed. So they're moving in the right direction. And once again, those are good interest rates.
Yeah. It's all about your perspective of it. If you hadn't been through the pandemic, you would have thought, wow, 6%'s just fine.
Exactly. And so people ask me, is it a buyer's market or a seller's market? Andy, I think you can answer that question.
I think it's a balanced market right
very
now.
Very balanced. And if I had to say one or the other with the low inventory, I would still say sellers because okay. we are seeing some signs of a cooling market due to the higher interest rates. If we look blanket, you know, all over, right? But it still is a seller's market due to the low inventory. And again, homes that are in good condition, priced right, are going to sell quickly and will oftentimes sell in multiple offer situations.
And speaking of inventory, I know inventory has increased a little bit, but it's still low.
If you're comparing it to pre-pandemic, it's right. very low, very low. And as our city is only going to grow, you know, we know this, it's going to take a little catch up. Now, you probably saw the big thing about they just announced that Lennar bought hundreds of acres.
Right. We knew that was coming, too.
Well, we knew it was coming, yes. And I actually am pretty excited about the fact that Pulte Homes also has a big plot of land out on Country Club Road under contract, and they are doing all the research to see how a Del Webb community would go over in Rochester. And I personally think, oh my gosh, you need to Google it. It's so cool. I mean, it's like you see them. I've been to one in Sacramento, California, because my friend lives there, and it is amazing. So basically, think about living in a gated community, which would typically here be centered around a golf course, right? But okay. this one will not be. There won't be any golf course, but it will have a big community building with on-staff activities directors. There will be a pool. There will be pickleball courts, you know, all the things. And they'll have nights where they have this card game or that game. And, you know, they'll have activities, but it'll be either geared toward 55 and over, or sure. it will be a 55 and over. They haven't decided that. So I was part of a pilot study thing where they had like 10 local agents on a Zoom call and asked us questions about, do we see this as something that would fit into our community? What do we think about this floor plan, this price point, this house style, these amenities? It's very cool. It is very cool. So these would be
individual homes, townhomes?
Yes, not townhomes, no connected walls, but everything would be on an HOA and all the lawn care would be taken care of. The snow would be taken care of, all the things, right? So that's all great. And I was actually so impressed when they asked us, you know, they had us all guess what we thought the HOA would be. And I thought, okay, we're talking pool, we're talking right. great big community building, we're talking courts, we're talking staff, we're talking, you know, all the things and right. the lawn and the, you know, security guy in the security booth because it's a gated community, all the stuff. So I was thinking, oh my God, these are
I'm thinking at least 1,000.
Okay, 325.
How can that be?
Well, it's because they're part of a national, you know, there's power in numbers, Andy.
Right.
And, you know, right now there are 60 open and operating Del Webb communities in the United States. And I think there are two in Minnesota.
Okay.
One of them is in Chaska. And the other one is in, I forget what she said. It starts with a C and I'm not even familiar with it, but it's somewhere up in the cities. So there are two active Del Webb communities in Minnesota. And hopefully, if all goes as planned, Rochester will be the next one.
Wow.
So I think it'd be really good.
I'm seeing people on golf carts.
Oh, yeah. It's all golf cart. You got it. People go from their house to their neighbors or to their friends on the other cul-de-sac in their golf cart. They go to the community building in their golf cart. They go to the pool in their golf. So it's like I said, it's like living in a golf course community similar to Summerbee, right? But it is officially gated and it is geared toward the 55 and over. And it might be required 55 and over. That was one of the questions that they had.
Still
for us.
To be decided. That wow.
Still okay. to be decided. But yeah. So if it all gets right now, they're already working with the city about annexations and stuff. And if it all gets passed, it will be early 2026 that this gets underway. So we're not talking far, far in the future.
All right. Well, keep us up to date on that. We need to take a break already, Robin. We will be right back in just a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group REMAX results at Newstalk 1340, KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results at News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM. Boy, that's interesting. We're talking about, it's called Del Webb, right?
Del Webb, yeah.
Okay. Every time I think of that type of community, I think of southern climates. So it's interesting that they already have a couple in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And apparently,
yeah, they do.
They're
yeah.
telling
and
you
I
because
think,
they're
and other places in the Midwest as well, I'm guessing.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, they have 60. So, I mean, it's a big up and coming thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think as people, first of all, I think people love the idea of just being near their people, right? Living in the neighborhood, having that sense of community, like,
yep.
hey, let's all meet at the clubhouse and play cards, or let's all, you know, whatever, let's go
right.
for a walk because it's got lots and lots of walking trails, right? Or let's go play pickleball, but it's just the convenience. And then I
sure.
think the whole idea of a gated community makes people feel safe. I have had a lot of clients who move here from other markets who say, do you have any gated communities? And I say, you know, we really haven't had a need for that.
Right.
But it is something that as our city grows, I think people will actually love. I don't see Rochester ever becoming big, bad, dark, and ugly. But, you know, people do love a sense of security, for sure.
You know, there's a family that moved into our neighborhood from Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
Just a few years back. And one of the first things they did was put up the chain link fence all the way around the yard, including it goes across the driveway.
Oh,
because
my
that's,
gosh.
But that's what they're used to.
I know.
And we're like, well, you don't really need to do that.
You don't need that. We just have each other's house keys if we have to get in. It's like a little different here. Yeah,
I think
sure.
they've acclimated quite well to the more welcoming environment.
Good. That's good. But yeah, people are used to what they're used to, right?
Yeah.
And, you know, those beautiful homes that are being built by Rymark out by the Stone Barn, those are gorgeous. And that neighborhood has a very communal sense. There is no community building, and I have no idea if they have plans for one. But I do know they plan to become a gated community. So, I mean, they've heard it, too. They've heard that people want that.
Well, I'm thinking maybe open a franchise for golf cart snow tires.
Oh, there you go. There you go. Actually, the people who live there go away in the winter, so they probably wouldn't need it. You know, a lot of them will do the, this is where we'll be this half
sure.
of the year, and then we'll go elsewhere the other half of the year. I think there's a huge need for it. I think it'll sell really, really well.
Right.
And the price points, the houses are really nice, and they showed us the floor plans, and they literally range from $400,000 up to the ones that I guessed would be over $1 million were $800,000. So nice floor plans, nice amenities, nice houses. I mean,
we'll talk
about it as it, you know,
okay.
To reality. But yeah, I'm pretty excited.
Well, that's kind of the price point for new construction anywhere.
Yeah, they can build more for less because, again, they're a national
yeah.
builder. They're doing this everywhere. You know, they own their own lumber yards, their own
sure.
carpenter store. You know, they can just supply the stuff. So they can just do it for less, you know, much like Lennar can. And I don't know. It's funny because what I told them, and I hope the Lennar people are listening, and I hope the Pulte people are listening, because what I told them is if you want to come into our market and you want to be a success, then you need to realize that realtors are your friends and not your enemies. We all work very well together, and we do have clients who love us and trust us and are going to believe what we say. And if you're not good to work with, then we're not going to have good things to say. So,
sure.
I mean, we're honest, right? So hopefully it will all go well. But after sitting in on that conversation, at least with the Pulte group, I felt really good about that.
Okay.
So, yeah. So everybody's not buying. But I will tell you that rental market in Rochester, it's pretty crazy. The average rent in Rochester is $1,200 for a one bedroom and $1,600 for a two bedroom.
That's average because
average.
Most of the units
average.
I've seen are much more than that.
Yes. I mean, and that's because some of the really crappy ones bring those numbers down.
Sure.
Right? So it's not, I'm just going to say, if you want to live in a really nice rental, you might want to investigate buying, because I don't think you're going to be paying much less money to rent. But I will tell you that you're not building any equity. That is a fact. You are not gaining 1 cent. If you want to rent for 3 years or 5 years, those are 3 or 5 years that, as I mentioned, houses are going up 3 to 5 or 5 to 7 or some cases even more that you're leaving on the table. But I understand sometimes there is a need for short-term rental.
Sure.
And we do have a lot of good options. So that's good.
But every study out there is showing that the apartment construction has boomed, but the single family home construction has lagged, and that's where the real demand is at.
Correct. Correct. And I think, you know, now that the feds have started to talk about, okay, come September, we're going to start dropping these rates, we're already seeing interest rates go down a little, and people are getting excited. And we've been really busy these last couple of weeks. And I don't know if it's just like people are just, okay, we took the summer off, let's dive back into the house hunting. I don't know, but whatever it is, it's a good thing. And we're definitely loving it.
And you mentioned last week that September, October can be one of the busiest times of the year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. People get back into the routine, right? They're not, you know, they're kind of click out of vacation mode into fall routine. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Things are good.
I know, but summer went by too fast still.
Oh, man, did it ever. we got a good weekend.
You were talking about equity, and I was talking to a younger person over the past week, and they were still paying their PMI, the mortgage insurance.
Oh, no.
And they bought, I think 3 years ago. And I said, you better do the math, because I think you probably already have enough equity. So they did. They made the investigation preliminarily to look at where they're at. And they were blown away how much equity they have already attained in that property in 3 years.
Yay. Look at you, Andy. I'm ready to put you on the Gwaltney Group. I love it. I mean, and that is one of the things we do. We watch our clients' house values as they increase, and we reach out to them and say, hey, guess what? You guys can get in touch with your lender. It's time to get rid of that PMI because you have built this much equity. We even have an online app that they can log into and watch it. And yeah, it's very, very helpful. Very cool.
All right. Well, let's take another quick break and return in a moment with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
We'll be right back with Robin Gwaltney and Andy Brownell on Rochester Real Estate. This is News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9. Welcome back to Rochester Real Estate with Robin Gwaltney from Gwaltney Group Remax Results and Andy Brownell on Rochester's News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.9 FM.
Welcome back. Thanks for tuning in Saturday morning with Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group Remax Results. At News Talk 1340 KROC AM 96.9 FM. And it's already time, Robin, to ask you about new listings or listings you want to share with us.
All right. Well, since we have a little extra time, let's talk about all of our listings. Okay. So we have this, since we were kind of talking about new construction, we have this beautiful development in Southwest called Woodland Valley. And you and I have talked about it. It was Sandy Keith's land.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Yeah. It was his farm. But anyway, it's just gorgeous. It's rolling hills. It's got just peaceful, quiet, very serene environment. There's been some really beautiful houses built out there already, but there are still several lots available. Lots of lots doesn't sound good, but several lots available out there. And these lots are like anywhere from 3 acres to 5 acres. Actually, there's some that are just 2.5 maybe, but they range in price from, $350, I think, up to $400, maybe, you know, maybe a little bit higher, but right around there, $350 to $400. And if you don't know about that place, take a drive out there. You just go, you know, like you're going up to the Mayo Woodlands.
Yep.
But then keep going and then go down the hill and then you'll see the big sign and then you go up that hill. But yeah, it's a really pretty place. So if you are one of those people who have been thinking about building, That's where we have some lots, well, a whole development. And then we have some other just random lots. We have two out in Orinoco. I want to find those. Where are they? Okay, these are West Center Street and First Street Northwest, and they are really nice lots. They are I think 2.6 acres and 2.48 acres, so nice roughly size, two and yeah. a half acres each. And they are $235,500. So that's a lot of land for that. And it's a really nice area. So I did put up some signs because people are a little confused when they get back there, like, where is the actual lot? I put up some signs that have one of those things you can scan, you know, that little, what do you call that little thing?
QR codes.
And QR code. There you go. And so you can scan that and then get an idea of the layout of the lot and get the information. So hopefully that will help answer questions. So we have Southwest Rochester, we have Orinoco, we got some beautiful options for new construction for sure. We do still have a couple of lots out in that Northeast Sally Hill neighborhood. So we've got some options for lots, but if you're not interested in building and you're looking for a house, well, we've got some houses as well. We have, let's see, I'll start with what we have in Rochester. We've got 5591 Harvest Lake Drive, and that is a four bed, four bath, just over 2,400 square foot, two story with a two car garage, and it is $439,900. Okay, that's a nice place.
Yeah.
The pictures look fabulous. I haven't been in it because it belongs to
I was expecting the price would be higher, actually. When you
I know. That. I know, right? And, oh, geez, here I missed some more lots. We have two lots out in Preston, Minnesota, 1024 Golf View Drive and 1110 Golf View Drive. So you want to go to Preston. Then we have this house. I talked about this one last week, but I think it's worth another shout out. Out in... Southwest, it's 1412 28th Street Southwest. So if you're on 18th and you're heading out to like Hart Farms, about halfway up the hill, you take a left onto 28th. Okay. And it's just kind of that nice secluded neighborhood out there where everybody has a couple of acres. Yep. This house was built in 72. It does sit on 2 acres. It's got four beds, four baths. 2,300 square feet finished. It's got a two-car garage, and this is $459,900. And that's a really, really aggressive price, but it's because this house is a little tired and does need a little TLC. But for somebody who wants to put that in, it's going to be a great option. We've got Meadowlark Court. So 1245 Meadowlark Court, which is, of course, up on Weatherhill. And that one is $1,003,000. And then we have two others up on Weatherhill. We've got a beautiful one for $1,004,000. And then, of course, we've got one for $2,500,000. So we've got things in all price ranges from bare land to big, beautiful houses here in Rochester and surrounding areas. And then we've got quite a collection going on over in Wabasha right now. We've got 236 Allegheny Avenue in Wabasha, which is four beds, two baths, 1,800 square feet finished for $268,900. We've got 717 Broadway Avenue in Wabasha, which is three beds, three baths, 1,396 square feet finished. It's a one and a half story, and that one's $289,900 with a two-car garage. And I think I saw one other one. Oh, yeah. We have 324 2nd Street South or West in Wabasha. And this one is really, really cute. Three beds, two baths, 1,382 square feet. And this one's $329,900. So that's three. And I know there was one other one I wanted to talk about in Wabasha. Oh, here we go. This one is 506 9th Street East. And this is a three bed, two bath for $339,900. So we got quite a selection.
Yes, you do.
Couple of beauties down in Winona, and we've got a really nice big old historic house in Owatonna. So I guess what I'm getting at is wherever it is you want to live, you know, anywhere in Southeast Minnesota, practically, we cover it all, and we've got options in all those places, and people who live on our team, you know, kind of spread out to specialize in different areas. So whatever it is you're looking for, we can definitely help you.
So if somebody wants to call you and talk about any of these listings, but maybe just talk to you about the idea of owning a home and why.
Anything you have, any question, anything I can help you with related to real estate, please feel free to call me. Yes, absolutely. Call my cell phone anytime. That phone number is 507-259-4926. And when I say it, I mean it. I really do look forward to your phone calls.
You can interrupt her while she's cleaning the garage.
Oh, gosh, that would break my heart.
All right, Robin, you have a great rest of the holiday weekend, and we'll check in next week.
Thank you so much, Andy.
All right, Robin Gwaltney, Gwaltney Group, Remax Results on News Talk 1340 KROC AM and 96.